Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Right, I'm going to do it, Dave. I'm going to tweet it now. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to tweet it. I'm pressing
3, 2, tweet.
Tweet. I've tweeted it. It's gone.
So it's Fun Time Friday on Cabin Fever. Hello, this is the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. Every day we're here talking nonsense and sometimes talking sense, but mostly talking nonsense.
Nonsense, yeah.
We've got a new thing. We started it last Friday. We've made it into even more of a thing this week, Tom. And by even more of a thing, I mean even more of a risk. Mm-hmm. Because here's how it's going to work. We've tweeted out a link, cabinfe837090. Is that it?
Hang on, I'm pretty sure it goes a bit like this.
CabinFE837090, that's our Twitter name.
I mean, basically, we're doing anything to pad now, aren't we, Dave? We are eking out this.
If you click that link, you will be here. You will join the podcast directly. That's all we want from Fridays from now on is for you, the listener at home, / the person on Twitter that sees it, to click the link and jump on and join us. We're going to give this a 30-minute window, and it's going to be completely as live. There'll be no editing in this.
Yeah.
So basically, for every minute that somebody doesn't click the link, Tom and I have to really just pad it out. That's the thing, isn't
it? Yeah, it'll sound incredibly similar to our normal podcasts, to be honest. But what in terms of us just talking crap to pad it out, what I would say is if you're listening to this and you're like, hang on, it's Friday, this isn't live. No, of course. Well worked out. We recorded this on Thursday, which for you now, future listener, is yesterday. So don't go and click anything now. But remember this, for next week, it'll be next Thursday when we do it. Is that confusing?
It's quite confusing, isn't it? And the worst thing is that
the nature of time, Dave. Time is confusing.
Don't forget, the worst thing is that yesterday's episode, we said it would be around 11 a.m. on Thursday, and actually it's now 20 past 1 due to scheduling.
Dave, I've got news. That Elton John klaxon means we have got a guest waiting on the line. Someone's coming through already. That was very quick, much quicker than last week. Much quicker than last week.
Who is it?
I'm Pablo, how do you?
Hello, Pablo.
Pablo, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you two chaps?
Well, do you know what? We're absolutely delighted because we've literally only just started recording and you've joined us. So that's an absolute thrill. Just to reiterate the rules of the podcast to you, Pablo, and to anyone else that might be, well, not listening because it's not live. It's very confusing, this. But if anyone else clicks this link, you will be booted off. You know, it's a like a roulette game now. So we've got to make the most of our time with you, Pablo. How's your lockdown? What's going on?
Oh, good. Well, I'm a key worker, so I've been working from the outset, so it's all been pretty much... I'm worried about interlopers now, everybody else.
Oh, the children are arriving. It's gone. Full BBC News, North Korean correspondent Pablo. Which child can we hear there, Pablo?
This is Pablo Jr. This is the...
A Pablet. One of the Pablets. Oh, how many Pablets have you got there, Pablo?
Two in total. The other one is being preoccupied by minions.
Oh, mate, the movie.
I hope so. They're just little yellow fellows who cave in.
Oh, lovely. So good of Pablo to join us and bring a tantrum with him.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
It's just delightful.
It's everywhere I go, I bring that out in people.
Yeah, no, of course, it's what happens when you have children. Because you have to spend this much time with them, you have to live through every single tantrum. What age are the Pablets?
3 and 7, respectively.
Oh, my God.
Pablo, where in the world are you? So we can, in my head, we've got a giant map on the wall now, Tom, and we can sort of start to mark off where people chip into from.
Well, the northeast of England, to be specific, Whitley Bay, which is famous for having 2 episodes of The Bill filmed here. Near its waning days.
We're going to have to cut this short, Pablo, because the connection's a bit shonky. Pablo in Whitley Bay, thank you very much for calling us, and have an amazing lockdown.
You too. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Bye, Pablets.
Pablo and the Pablets have gone, Dave.
I'll be honest. Tom couldn't really hear Pablo very well. But
I mean, you'd think if you're going to do this, you'd have a full professional mic setup ready, wouldn't you? Just ridiculous. How dare he phone in without a full studio ready to go?
Here's a thing I've just realised. We said we'd put an exact 30-minute timer on it. Did you start the clock?
Absolutely not. I got distracted by Pablo calling, to be honest.
Yes, no, that is understandable. So how far in do we think we are?
I reckon we are about 5 minutes in.
Okay, we'll start the timer now. Okay. Wait, I can do it.
You're going to do it?
Timer, 25 minutes.
25 minutes, all right. 25 minutes, let's see who calls. So we have tweeted out the link, and we are going to find out just how many people... Wow.
What?
Wow, it's just already got a lot of people tweeting it, so...
That's nice, but I need to click it. That's the difference. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, look, we can't be distracted by just watching Twitter, Tom. That's not very exciting.
My whole life is distracted by watching Twitter, Dave. That's all I do.
I know, but can you just maybe not do it for like 10 seconds?
Fine.
What news is there otherwise? So we'll be filling the time when people aren't clicking the link.
Yeah, that's part of the game, is that we have to do that sort of... There's something slightly agonisingly Eurovision about this, Dave, isn't there?
Yes.
Sort of, we're just going to keep on trucking. I don't know if you can hear, I've got my little Pablets as well in the garden right now. Wilfred and Edmund are in the paddling pool.
Oh, yeah, Wilfred mentioned the paddling pool, didn't he? Talk to me about the size of the paddling pool. Is it a really big one?
The paddling pool is, in relation to the garden, 100% of the garden. We don't have a back garden, we have a back paddling pool.
That's great. Do you know what I always wanted to do? I mean, this is a long time in the future when I'm a millionaire for some reason that I've not really worked out how that happens yet.
Podcasting, yeah.
Podcasting / lottery win. Mm-hmm. But I've always loved the idea of taking rooms very literally. So... I would like, for example, my bedroom
just to be
a
just
room
a bed.
That's an entirely a bed.
Oh, that's a
so
great
So you open
idea.
The door and the whole thing's a bed. You just climb in onto the bed.
Yeah.
Ditto a bathroom. There's obviously a bit of plumbing. But I'm basically imagining that you sort of open the door to the bathroom and the side of the bath comes up halfway into the door frame. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be good for a TV room.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a massive, massive TV.
You have to sit on the TV
to
watch the TV.
Yeah, yeah. You have to walk around the TV to look at different parts of the film that you're watching. That's amazing.
But yeah, I really would like a bath. A bathroom is sort of my absolute top of my want lists. But like a paddling pool backyard is absolutely wonderful,
well,
I think.
We discussed yesterday, Dave, and you say you'd like a bathroom with just a bath in. But actually, we, as discussed yesterday, you only wash once every 4 days. Would that not be a waste of a bath?
Yeah, well, I said I only shower once every 4 days, actually, Tom.
Oh,
currently.
I see.
And interesting news, because both yourself and Steve had took me to task for that admission yesterday.
Some light WhatsApp banterage, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Have you seen the Times just this morning, though, Tom?
No.
I mean, this is where I realise that I don't have a subscription to the Times, but a group of dermatologists in the Times, literally today, say that bathing or showering more than every 3 days is very bad for your skin.
No.
And it actually should be avoided at all. Like, it's a proper medical worry. So.
Why? Because water dries the skin out, presumably.
Yeah, I guess so.
No,
there you go. So, I mean, I don't want to say that I was ahead of the dermatology curve, Tom.
Yeah, but then you're going to be in a situation where, oh my God, have you seen Dave Cribb's skin? I haven't, no, because I can't get too close to him to look at the skin.
Yeah, well, you've assumed because I don't shower is that is because it, sorry, you've oh God, there's no editing. Shit, I can't. Right. Oh, this is a real nightmare.
Can't go back,
isn't it?
Mate. Gotta keep
can't
talking.
Go back and just do it again. Better.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've assumed that because I don't shower more than 4 days, I, you know, it's like walking into a farm barn. But it's absolutely fine. I do smell quite nice.
Yeah, a little bit of deodorant. Do you sort of Febreze your pits? Is that the way through this?
I've never Febrezed a pit, actually, but, you know, never say never, Tom. I just, you know, I'm not necessarily a big smeller, I don't think. I just don't smell that bad.
Yeah, but the person who thinks that is the one who's stinking out a whole train carriage. You know that. You've got to be careful.
I'm very aware of my smell. I've always been very aware of it because people like that.
Yeah, I've got to say, I've spent a lot of time with you, Dave. Not recently, mind. Weird that we've not seen each other in the flesh for months. And you're definitely not a smeller. But you do... I'm dead paranoid about it. I don't think I'm a smeller either, but I'm so paranoid about it. Like, I was on a tube. Do you remember the tubes with the trains in the ground, like sort of metal worms?
Oh yeah.
And I was sitting on a train and there was a girl next to me. Oh, hang on, Dave, I'm gonna have to stop this story. Thankfully we have a guest on the line. Hello, who is that? Can you hear us? Welcome to Cabin Fever. bit of a pause here. Guest has gone away. Great to talk to you, guest. All the best. Thanks for coming. Frequently happens. They jump in a sort of rubbernecking way. You know, oh, hang on. Guest back on.
Hello.
Whoa. Hey. That's coming superb. Who am we speaking to, please? Hello. Hello. Can you hear us?
No, I can't even hear you now.
Oh, well, you could just monologue at us. That'd be fine.
I'm just going to pretend what I think you're saying. Yeah, yes, 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 Tom. Yes, I do agree with that wholeheartedly. Wilfred is a good name, and I do believe that Boris Johnson is doing the best possible job he's doing at the moment.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
absolutely, 100%.
Thank you.
Can't go wrong with that.
No, exactly.
What,
so,
what do you mean?
Well, no, I just think that maybe.
What are you talking about? Are we? Come on.
What's your name?
Calm down. Calm down. Just calm down.
I'm asking your name.
Just calm down. I'm going to go now.
I'm really sorry you've not been able to hear us,
though. You need to be calm now.
Okay, you should go.
Seriously, this is out of order. Right, I'm going now. This is out of order.
Okay. Yeah, I can confirm he's gone. I think that's for the best. That was brilliant.
I really enjoyed that.
Oh, that was great. Oh, I want that person to come back, whoever that was. I tell you what, Dave, I think that I was picking up Geordie or certainly northeast vibes again. I wonder if we...
Are we big in the northeast?
Yeah, Sunderland and Newcastle, hello. And Middlesbrough, anyone up there, welcome on board. Brilliant.
Gateshead.
Gateshead, indeed, all the places. So I'm sitting next to this girl on the tube, right?
Yeah.
And this makes me... You know, you have stories where you think, oh my God, I came so close to an absolute fucking disaster. Oh, hang on, Dave, I'm going to have to stop you there, mate, because... I'm still dying. Hello, welcome. I can hear you clicking, so if you speak, I'll be able to hear you speak. I mean, unless you're going to speak to us via the medium of Morse.
This is like modern art, isn't it?
Two clicks for yes, one click for no. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
I'm great. I'm doing some great content for you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Can you hear us this time? Is this the same person who came on before? Dave, is this good?
It's not. It's not good, I'd say. Is it,
can you hear us?
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's gone away! He's gone away.
Wonderful.
I felt like he was about to start speaking.
Oh, well, there you go. Look, we're working out the internal flaws of Funtime Friday. Anyway, you're on a tube.
Oh, wait, Dave. I'm going to have to stop you there, mate. I'm still dying. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
So hang on. Is this episode going to be just that one man still clicking through, not being able to hear us for the next 20 minutes? Because there is definitely something sort of arty about that.
I think so. I think people will be enjoying this slick production.
Communication in the modern world.
Dom Jolly's back next week. It was quite... Oh, it was about 10:30 p.m. And she was sitting next to me. This girl was sitting next to me on the tube, right? And then she got up and moved and sat elsewhere, right? And I was like, fuck, is it because I smell? I got really, really paranoid about the smelling, okay?
Were you topless again?
Hang on. Hello, who am I speaking to, please?
Come on now.
Please, can you hear me?
It's the same. It's the same clicking.
Someone frantically
clicking. You've got 5 seconds to hear us, otherwise we're getting rid of him. Are you ready?
If this person's a serial killer, it's the clicker man.
3, 2, 1.
Can you hear us?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
I can't hear you.
Yes!
Seriously?
You can hear us or you can't? I mean, obviously, me asking that question sort of...
get rid, Tom. He's gone. Absolutely get rid.
Okay, so she moved, and I was about to say, sorry, is there a reason you've moved? I mean, can you imagine what an awful thing that would be to say to a girl on a tube late at night?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely never ask that question.
I would not have done it, clearly, but I was... Part of me is like, out of sheer, like... Shit, do I smell? The shit, do I smell panic overrode everything, and I thought, I need to find out. I was genuinely thinking she was going to say, yeah, you're honking, there's a sort of onions vibe around you, I need to get away from you, or something, do you know what I mean?
Right.
And thank God I didn't.
Talk me through the context, though. So she was sat down and you sat next to her, or
No, I was sat down, she came and sat down in a crowd of people, sat down next to me, she was just like looking ahead, or maybe looking at her phone, maybe, and right. I was reading, and then she got up, and then the tube got quiet at like King's Cross, say, like it does, and she moved over the way. And
who was she sat next to?
Yeah, so this is the thing. So she was sitting. She was sitting at the end of a row of people, but with no interaction at all with these people.
But was she at the end of a row when she was sitting next to you?
No, she wasn't sitting with these people.
There's
hang on, Dave. Going to have to stop you there, mate.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Oh my God, it's Matthew.
Matthew, you can hear us. I can hear you. This means
we
can actually have a conversation, Matthew.
We can.
Yes, Dave. We've done it.
How are you, Matthew? Tell us where you are.
Did you hear Dave's yawn at the beginning of that?
No, I didn't. Bored or tired.
Thank you. That's a great question. Tired at the moment, yes. It's been an early start the last couple of days, guys. Oh, thanks. Thanks for caring. Where are you, Matthew?
I'm from Middlesbrough. I would understand if you were bored with the whole situation at the moment.
Well, let me tell you something, by the way. You popping up on the show saying hello, clicking, and then disappearing again. Our producer has just messaged us on our WhatsApp group saying this is one of the funniest things he's heard all series. So in a kind of sort of slapstick way, I think this might be great content already before we've even had a conversation.
Yeah, I think that's worthy of a Great Big Owl podcast in itself.
You joke. We're up for commissioning it. Matthew, tell us a bit about yourself, please. You're in Middlesbrough. What do you do? What's your setup? What's going on in your life? All of that stuff. Come on.
So basically, I work for Barclays. I do PPI complaints. At the moment, it's a really good gig. And it's actually, the funny thing is, lockdown has actually helped my job in a way.
Yeah.
Because before lockdown, I was looking to be made redundant in June time, so a month's time.
Right.
But because the whole lockdown situation has put a great big pause on banking at the moment, I'm looking at the start of 2021 when I could be made redundant. So that gives me more time to save.
Oh, nice. Okay. And if you were made redundant now, here's the question. If you were made redundant, Matthew, are you in a situation where you'd be like, fuck this shit, I'm getting on a plane and I'm going somewhere? Or will you just go and find another job? What does your life allow you to do if you do get made redundant?
Find another job because I'm temp, so I don't get any redundancy.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. What's your, let's go living setup, please. Who are you in lockdown with, Matthew?
Two flatmates who let's just say not the greatest.
Dave, I think we need more than that, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. This sounds like a little sitcom setup. What's going on?
One of them's a Cockney alcoholic.
One of them is a Cockney alcoholic?
Yeah, one of them's a Cockney alcoholic, and the other one thinks to play us out of weed.
Ooh. So you're living with an alcoholic and someone who smokes marijuana. Well, that's a yin and yang right there, isn't it? That's an upper and a downer. And you're in the middle. You're in the middle, listening to Cabin Fever.
And the worst part of this, I can deal with the alcoholism and the constant weed smoking, but I can't deal with the fact that there's no forks in the cutlery drawer at the moment.
Ooh. No forks? What? I mean, where are they?
I don't know, because I've took all, every dish I take my room, I make sure by the end of the day I bring it down and put it in the dishwasher and fill the dishwasher up.
Right.
So there's no dishes in my room at the moment, or cutlery at the moment. I don't know where these mysterious forks are.
Well, I'm having this problem with spoons. I think I've probably mentioned this on this podcast because I've mentioned literally every thought I've had, but I'm losing spoons left, right and centre.
Dave, seriously, we're full up the chock with spoons.
Hey, guys, send Dave some spoons, for God's sake, Matthew.
I can send you some spoons through the post, through Hermes.
So how many forks would you... Hang on, I'll try and sort of broker this deal between you. So, Matthew, how many forks would you comfortably need? I mean, if you've got a stoner, presumably he's just eating Pringles anyway, so he doesn't need forks. And then I guess maybe the alcoholic, maybe there's a lot of pot noodles going on. I don't know why they're associated with each other. So how many forks would you ideally need, Matthew?
I'd say about a good seven. I'd say seven's a good number.
Seven forks. Dave, what would you give for seven forks? How many spoons would you give for seven forks? You're listening to Cabin Fever, by the way. Hello.
I'm not giving spoons, am I? I'm sending the forks. So I would want, for seven forks, I'd want 12 spoons.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, but don't you feel like a fork is worth more than a spoon?
How many spoons have you got? How many good spoons? I mean, this is basically what happens on the stock exchange every day, essentially. We are describing the stock exchange. How many spoons have you got spare, Matthew?
I'd say about a good 10 spoons spare.
All right. 10? Okay. I'm interested. I could definitely take 10 for seven forks. I need to check my fork reserves, actually, because I'm not sure how many forks we'd have left after seven.
I'm not going to give you the full spare capacity there.
Clever. You can tell he works for a bank. Very good. That's why Barclays didn't go under in 2008. That sort of thinking.
You know, my spoon reserves need to be prioritized as well.
See, Tom, what we've done is given ourselves a situation like the stock market, but we know nothing about the stock market.
Yeah, that's the problem. I can't.
So, as soon as we talk about any detail, then we've got nothing, right?
Yeah. I was going to use the word leverage. Dave, can you not leverage your folks?
You don't know what that means, do you?
I literally don't know what that means. No. Matthew, do you know what leverage means? Can you explain what financially leverage means?
No, I have no idea.
Thank goodness for that. Well, that's good. I don't want a podcast to turn boring, Tom. I don't want it to be talking about financially leveraging.
We've managed to avoid that for the last 10 weeks, so no way to step on that.
Dave, I don't like the deal. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call a general election, lose my majority, then resign my position and give it to some maniac. And then he will come up with the same deal,
right,
or print it in a better way.
Different font.
And claim it's a better deal. Mm. And then he'll get a whopping spoon majority.
Spoon majority!
He'll be bathing in forks by the end of the year.
Dave's got a hung cutlery drawer. All right, Matthew, listen, we are going to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us on Cabin Fever. We're going to clear the line and get ready for our next caller. But Matthew, an absolute pleasure and a privilege to catch up with you.
Okay.
And thanks for listening. And is there any words of...
I love the podcast.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. It's very kind.
Any words of wisdom, Dave, for Matthew for living in that difficult living situation? Because Dave, obviously, you live with you've got flatmates. What should Matthew do with the alcoholic and the stoner?
And just keep some forks in your room. That's all you need to do. Just buy four forks and keep them in your room. It doesn't really help the living situation, but at least you won't run out of forks.
Mm. Yeah, good, great advice.
I've got four candles.
Good. If there's a power cut, good to know.
There you go. We're not getting into that now. We don't have time to do the whole four candles thing.
Matthew in Middlesbrough, I can't believe you clicked on the link. You're a hero. Thank you very much for coming. All the best.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye now.
Hello, my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plots like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So she was sitting on the tube.
So she's sitting on the tube, right?
Next to you.
Yeah, and then she moved over the way, right?
No, so what I was going to say before the fork chat was... This is very much like the how do you choose which urinal to pee in. Mm. There's a very definite path order in which you should go, right? So first person in, say there's seven urinals, the first person in should always go either far left or far right, depending on your political persuasion. Mm-hmm. Then the second person should go the opposite, then the third person should go bang in the middle. Do you know what I mean? It's that, and there's an etiquette.
Yeah.
And it's the same with tubes, because where was she sat? She was sat next to you, but was there someone on the other side of her as well?
No. No, there was nobody on the other side of her. She was sat.
But was it the end of a row?
I was on the end of a row. I was by the glass, the partition.
See, so I'm sort of like, I would always prefer to sit by the glass thing.
Yeah, well, I was already there.
No, I know, but that's where she moved to, the end of a row opposite, right?
No, not opposite me, right next to me. When she moved into the middle of the row opposite, but on the end of a long line of guys, right? So, obviously, you're thinking, you know, was she with them before? No, she wasn't with them before. She just sat, right? And then she carried on staring at her phone and didn't interact with them as well. And I was, right? I was about to lean over and go, I'm really sorry, is there a reason why? Because she hasn't moved away to get more space because she's got the same amount of space. She's next to a guy and she's got a space on her right in the same way that she was next to me and had a space on the other side. So I was about to say, in a fit of paranoia, forgetting a guy should never talk to a girl apparently by herself on a tube late at night in that way. Anyway, I was about to lean over and go, excuse me, is there a reason you've moved away from me? I was literally about to lean forward, like I could feel the muscles tensing to do it, and then she looked up and started talking to her boyfriend who she was sitting next to.
Well, there you go.
Can you imagine if I'd done that, Mike? I cringe to think, I shudder to think of it.
That would have been one of the worst things, wouldn't it?
Yeah, one of the worst things. So it is Fun Time Friday on Cabin Fever.
Would you like to know how long's left on the timer?
Yeah, I would actually. I'm quite interested to know, yeah.
How long's left on the timer?
I didn't get that.
Cool.
Could you try again?
Fucking. We did actually set Steve up, our producer, to say that if we needed some sort of content to talk about because, you know, we have to pad, he could provide a subject of some sort. So, Steve, if you could just pop a little emergency subject on the WhatsApp group, then we'll have something to sort of pad with until
emergency
the next
topic.
Oh, here it is already.
Yep.
I had soup for lunch, but without bread, it was crap. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Soup.
Soup is not enough of a meal, even though there's enough nutritional value in the meal, but you need...
Absolutely. Soup
need
is just...
soup vehicle.
Soup is just bread foreplay. That's all it is. You're having the soup in a sort of run-up to the main event, which is the bread. Ironically, the bread absorbed and smothered in soup, so you're just a solidified version of the soup. That's what you're running up for.
What's your bread sort of manoeuvre with soup? Are you a tear it up and drop it in? Are you a
God,
dipper
no.
and
God,
eater?
No,
are you a... What are you?
A dropper in it? What do you think I am, Dave? No. So I'll often have buttered. I tried for a while. I'd have toasted bread. Cooked bread, toast.
No,
and I'd have it with cheese,
cold soup.
Cheese spread on it, yeah. And I'd have it with cheese spread on it. So a little bit of Philadelphia dipped into tomato soup.
What?
Philadelphia on toast dipped in tomato soup. Absolutely stunning. Absolutely. I mean, it's basically a cheese and tomato sandwich. But
you call Philadelphia cheese spread? That's interesting.
Well, it's a version of cheese, isn't it? And the Americans
would call
that cheese.
Cream
the French
cheese.
Maybe not. Cream cheese, thank you, not cheese spread. Yeah, cream
right,
cheese.
Right, no, okay, that was just a... Okay, yeah.
That's
no,
just me using the wrong words, Dave. I do that. I definitely do that. And then I stopped doing that, and I like to have really, like, preferably tiger bread. I love tiger bread.
Tiger bread is excellent, isn't it?
That's right, that's right. I really love that.
We had a little barbecue on Saturday, and Cornelius brought tiger bread rolls home.
Oh yeah,
and that was burgers on a tiger bread roll was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, that's great news. I had a barbecue last night. We just had burgers and sausages, and I'm starting to think my barbecue tastes are a bit unsophisticated. You know what I mean? Because you get people who they put on vine tomatoes on the barbecue, and then they have.
No, I'm not interested in even like fancy meats. When people start doing ribs on the barbecue, and so I just think, A, it's messy and pointless. Just all you want at a barbecue is a burger or a hot dog, right?
Yeah, I really, again, Dave. This is the thing we should explain to the listeners. Dave and I first bonded over the fact that we are palate twins years ago, and that we'd go and get lunch and stuff, part of a big group of writers and workers on this show.
Yeah, any sort of canteen or like
any canteen scenario, and Dave and I
we'd go to, we'd pick the exact same thing.
We'd walk away with the same thing. So despite the fact we hate each other, our palates brought us together, which is a bit of a gross thought. And
weirdly, that's maybe what we should do this podcast about, having thought about it. Like that is a very similar shared interest, isn't it?
Yeah, we should have gone with that, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Too late.
Never mind.
Too late. I've got
Acaster and Gamble have beaten us to that. Never mind. Mm-hmm.
Very
well, to be fair.
Yeah, good point. They might catch us up at some stage. Yeah. Sorry, Dave. What was I talking about? I really haven't got a clue where I was.
Soup without bread, cream cheese, toast.
Very nice. Dip.
Yeah. So you'd have toast with cream cheese on it.
Yeah, yeah.
With soup.
Yeah, yeah. And
that is wild, to be fair.
Get most of the soup out of the way with. Before I got involved, so the bread almost becomes a sort of soup pudding. What about you? What's your approach with soup and bread? By the way, we've only got about a minute left. To hope a guest jumps in, FYI.
No, that's fine. But we've got a round with this very important soup bread thing, haven't
indeed,
we? As well,
indeed.
I will either have a full sandwich, like a sausage sandwich, for example, with my bread, with my soup, or I will sort of rip a bit of the bread off, dip it in the soup, eat it, and then have a bit more soup. That's the vibe.
Okay, so you go early on the bread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The bread is
I don't go early on the bread, mate. Sorry.
It's weird that you have a sort of a bread like a soup pudding.
Bread is a soup pudding. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Steve had soup without a bread, which is terrible on all counts.
Pointless. I'd rather have soup without a bowl than soup without a bread. That's how bad that is.
Where would you put the soup?
I mean, what's the point, isn't it? I'd rather lick soup off a floor than have soup without bread.
That's kind of wild, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm up for that, though.
This is a good conundrum. If you had to eat soup without a bowl, like, obviously you wouldn't. Spread it on the floor would be your last option. How would you eat soup?
Mug,
you
can't have it in a bowl or a mug.
No, you can't have it in a bowl or a mug. No, okay. Wait. The mug is just a thin bowl.
What, I put it in my pocket? Pop it in my pocket? Maybe.
Pocket soup?
Soup pocket, yeah. Pocket soup. Maybe I would put it... Where could I put soup to?
Have you ever eaten soup straight out of a pan?
Oh, yeah, you have straight out of the tin as well. No.
Out of the tin?
I once did burn soup. That was weird. Sort of turns into...
Hang on, you've eaten cold soup out of a tin?
Yeah, and cold beans out of a tin, yeah.
Beans out of a tin, absolutely fine. That's normal.
Mm. I've had cold soup out of a tin, yeah. Well, no, what I've done, when I'm absolutely starving, is I'll pour most of the soup into the pan, and then there's a bit left, and I'll purposely leave a couple of inches of soup, and I'll drink. Why do people say eat soup? You're not eating soup, guys. You're drinking soup.
All right, Michael McIntyre.
It's a bit, isn't it? But it's true. People saying, I ate soup for lunch. No, you didn't. You drank soup for lunch, dickhead. Right? And I'll leave a couple of inches to drink while I'm preparing them.
Do that with beans, actually, exactly that. Like, I'll leave like a spoonful of beans in the bottom of the can.
Little so accidents.
The beans are warming.
Yeah, you tell yourself it's an accident, but you're giving yourself a little treat for later. For now. Hmm. Or for later. It's a bit like how my mum used to make the Christmas pudding. One shot of brandy for the Christmas pudding, one shot of brandy for
one
her.
Bottle of brandy for Sally Price.
There you go. That's what she did. You know what we should do, Dave? I've been thinking this for a while. My mum used to come on my magic show.
The magic.
A touring magic show that I do involving a van and balloons. I mean, my actual show on the radio. And
oh, yeah, we should get your mum on.
Should we get her on? She'd be quite funny, I think.
Do you know when would have been perfect to do that?
The last 10 weeks?
The last 10 minutes, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Literally the day when we're asking people to come on, to send her the link.
Yeah,
she's been. Like a gimme.
She is. Yeah, she's great value. What?
That's the timer.
Oh, my God, we've made it.
Right, next Friday for Fun Time Friday, we'll feature Sally Price and more of you.
Yes.
Look, all we want to do, and this has been nice, because last week we had to really push it and wait for a long time. This week we've had a few people jump on within the time limit, and that's what has been wonderful, I'd say. So next week, please prepare yourselves for a Thursday recording.
Yeah.
And if you're interested and you like the podcast and you want to come and chat to us, we'd love to chat to you.
All right, that's your Cabin Fever for another week. Thank you for all your lovely tweets. Have we gone through the tweets, by the way, love?
We'll do it on Monday.
Do that on Monday. Fine, someone wants to go and have a weekend. Have a nice weekend, everybody, including you, Dave, and we'll see you on the other side.
All the best, so.
Bye-bye now. Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name. Hang on.
Play greatbigowl.com so I can accidentally talk over it.
Yeah, hang on a second. Okay, don't speak. Greatbigowl.com.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.